Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been on a lot of people's minds lately, especially if you're looking at Florida real estate. We're asking the question, is Sarasota the next Naples? David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this because it's actually a really interesting comparison. A lot of people are starting to look at Sarasota and wondering if it's going to follow the same trajectory that Naples did. And honestly, there are some really compelling reasons why people are making that connection.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What makes Naples Naples, right? Like, what is it about that market that's been so successful and attractive to people?
Great question. Naples has become this really desirable destination for affluent buyers, retirees, and investors. It's got beautiful beaches, a strong sense of community, excellent schools, and a really well-developed infrastructure. Plus, there's been consistent appreciation in property values over the years. It's become almost synonymous with luxury real estate in Florida.
Right? So it's not just about the beaches, it's the whole package. And now you're seeing people look at Sarasota and think, hey, we've got those things too. Is that kind of where the comparison comes from?
Exactly. Sarasota has a lot of the same ingredients. You've got gorgeous beaches, a vibrant cultural scene, great schools, and it's a really desirable place to live. The difference is that Sarasota is still more affordable than Naples in a lot of cases, which means there's more room for growth and appreciation. People are starting to see it as an opportunity to get into a similar lifestyle at a better price point.
Oh, wow. So it's like catching something before it becomes as expensive as the more established market. That's really smart. But I'm curious, does Sarasota have the same kind of momentum that Naples has built up over the years?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Sarasota is definitely gaining momentum. You're seeing more development, more investment, and more attention from both buyers and developers. But Naples took decades to build its reputation and its market strength. Sarasota is moving in that direction, but it's still writing its own story. The key is whether it can maintain that growth while keeping the things that make it special, the community feel, the cultural offerings, and the quality of life.
That's a really good point. So it's not just about copying Naples' success, it's about Sarasota becoming its own version of that. What should people who are considering investing in Sarasota actually be paying attention to right now?
I think the smart move is to look at the fundamentals: population growth, job creation, infrastructure development, and how the local government is planning for the future. You also want to pay attention to which neighborhoods are seeing the most activity and investment. And honestly, timing matters. The earlier you recognize a market's potential, the better positioned you are to benefit from that growth.
No kidding. So, for someone listening who's maybe thinking about Sarasota or comparing it to other markets, what would you say is the biggest takeaway here?
I'd say this: Sarasota has real potential, but it's not guaranteed to become the next Naples. What matters is that it's a strong market with a lot of attractive qualities. Whether you're looking to live there or invest there, do your homework, understand the market dynamics, and think long term. Real estate success isn't usually about finding the next big thing. It's about understanding value and making informed decisions.
That's really solid advice. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. This was super helpful, and I think a lot of people are going to appreciate having a clearer picture of what's really going on in Sarasota. Really appreciate you being here.